Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 507. Visible translated text is as follows. To two men between the outer office and the clock. He was dismissing those two men when we came in there. White and the stenographer were in the office then also. As we were going up the steps, Mr. Frank called to Mrs. Dot Freeman to tell Arthur White to come down that his wife wanted to see him. On the fourth floor, we saw May Barrett, Arthur White, and Harry Denham. When we left the factory, the fall-owing people were still there. Arthur White, Mrs. Dot White, May Barrett, her daughter Harry Denham, the stenographer, and Mr. Frank. Cross-examination. We met Mr. Holloway between Broad and Forsyth State as he came out of the factory and as we went in. We met Lemmy Quinn afterwards at the Greek Cafe, don't know what time it was. When we came out, we went to corner of Alabama and Forsyth to use a telephone. It took us about 5 minutes to go there and come back to Greek Cafe. We got cup of coffee and sandwich and were getting the change when Quinn came in. Mrs. Emma Clark Freeman, sworn for the defendant. I married on April 26th. I worked at the pencil factory before that. At the time I was married, I was paid off on April 25th by Mr. Dot Schiff. On the 26th, I reached the factory with Miss Hall about 25 minutes to 12. I saw Mr. Frank at his office. He was talking to two men when we went in. Mrs. White and Mr. Frank's stenographer were also in the office. Mr. Frank gave us permission to go up on the fourth floor to get my coat. While we were going up the steps, Mr. Frank called to me to tell Mr. White that Mrs. White wanted him. We went on up, I got my coat and came down, and asked permission of Mr. Frank to use the telephone in his office. I used the telephone. I spoke to Mrs. White a few minutes, and then we left. While we were about 11:45, I saw Mr. White in the office. When we left, there was in the building Mrs. White, her daughter, and May Barrett's daughter, Arthur White, his wife, Harry Denham, and Miss Hall. We met Lemmy Quinn afterwards at a cafe. He said he had just been up to see Mr. Frank. Cross-examination waived. Miss Rula May Flowers, sworn for the defendant. I did not work at the factory on Saturday, April 26th. I worked there Friday, the 25th, in the packing department. Mr. Schiff got my name for the financial sheet on Friday night. I got my money on Saturday. I was not paid for the entire week.